Lesson 34. We're going to learn how to ask for the time and tell the time. So in French, it's almost exactly the same way as in English. So let's start by looking at how to say what time.
Quelle heure?
So literally, which hour? Quelle heure? And then, is it? Is?
Est-il?
So the full question, what time is it?
Quelle heure est-il?
So exactly the same order as we'd ask in English. Quelle heure est-il? Now you have in French is...
Vous avez.
And the time is...
L'heure.
So you have the time would be...
Vous avez l'heure.
Now what's it is?
Il est.
And 1 o'clock is?
Une heure.
So 1 hour, literally. So the morning in French would be?
Du matin.
Literally of the morning. And so it's 1 o'clock in the morning, or it's 1 o'clock of the morning, would be?
Il est une heure du matin.
Again, what's it is in French?
Il est.
And 4 o'clock, or literally 4 hours.
4 heures.
And in the afternoon is?
De l'après-midi.
So it is 4 o'clock in the afternoon would therefore be?
Il est 4 heures de l'après-midi.
So, what was it is again?
Il est.
And how do you say 7 o'clock?
7 heures.
And in the evening?
Du soir.
So, du soir, literally of the evening. So to the full sentence, it is 7 o'clock in the evening, would be...
Il est 7 heures du soir.
What was it is again?
Il est...
And then how would you say 11 o'clock?
11 heures.
And in the evening is...
Du soir.
So it is 11 o'clock in the evening.
Il est 11 heures du soir.
Now it is midnight is...
Il est minuit.
So minuit for midnight, M-I-N-U-I-T, minuit. And midday, it is midday.
Il est midi.
So simply midi, M-I-D-I, midday. Now to say it is 7:15, the French would say it is 7:15.
Il est 7:15.
And also for 7:30, it is 7:30.
Il est 7:30.
So then to say it is 7:45 would be it is 8 o'clock. Minus a quarter.
Il est 8 heures moins le quart.
And so, in the same way, it is 7:40 would be it is 8 o'clock minus 20.
Il est 8 heures moins 20.
So notice there, moins 20, less 20 or minus 20. So to look at that again, how do you say it is 5:15?
Il est 5:15.
What about it is 6:30?
Il est 6:30.
How about it is 9:15?
Il est 9 heures moins le quart.
What about it is 10 past 11?
Il est 11h10.
So notice there, we just say 11 hours 10 for 10 past 11. 11h10. And what about it is 5 to 10?
Il est 10h moins 5.
And as we have AM and PM in English, the French use a 24-hour clock if they need to specify that it's the afternoon or evening. So to say it is 6 PM would be...
Il est 18h.
So it is 18 hours for 6 PM. 18h. And what about in that case it is 5:20 PM?
Il est 17h20.
And then finally, it is 9:15 PM.
Il est 21h15.
So, il est 21h15. Notice that une is feminine when telling the time. So now to look over what we've learnt before. The verb visiter. How do you say I visit the castle?
Je visite le château.
She visits the town.
Elle visite la ville.
He visits the city hall.
Il visite l'hôtel de ville.
We visit the church.
Nous visitons l'église.
You visit the high street.
Vous visitez la rue principale.
And they visit the park.
Ils visitent le parc.
And now for words like another and everyone and several. How do you say I wouldn't like another beer?
Je ne voudrais pas une autre bière.
What about everyone speaks English?
Tout le monde parle anglais.
Nobody understands English.
Personne ne comprend l'anglais.
How about there are several parks?
Il y a plusieurs parcs.
And there are a few car parks.
Il y a quelques parkings.
Now for some questions. How would you say you want a steak?
Vous voulez un steak?
You are eating the pork?
Vous mangez le porc?
You ate the pork?
Vous avez mangé le porc?
Is it that you want a sausage?
Est-ce que vous voulez une saucisse?
Is it that you like the pork?
Est-ce que vous aimez le porc?
Is it that you have a steak?
Est-ce que vous avez un steak?
Do you want the ham?
Voulez-vous le jambon?
And are you eating the pork?
Mangez-vous le porc?
Now for the past tense we just learnt, the imperfect. How would you say you used to walk every day?
Vous marchiez tous les jours?
And what about she used to walk quickly?
Elle marchait vite.
They used to walk quickly.
Ils marchaient vite.
I was staying in the bedroom.
Je restais dans la chambre.
My mother was staying in the kitchen.
Ma mère restait dans la cuisine.
My sisters were staying in the car.
Mes sœurs restaient dans la voiture.
My brother was living with my father.
Mon frère habitait avec mon père.
And we used to live in a big house.
Nous habitions dans une grande maison.
Now the same tense, but with the verb être, to be. So how do you say I was in Paris?
J'étais à Paris.
He was in Paris.
Il était à Paris.
We were in Paris.
Nous étions à Paris.
You were in Paris.
Vous étiez à Paris.
And they were in Paris.
Ils étaient à Paris.
And now finally to look at the phrase il faut, which we learnt in the last lesson, it is necessary to. How do you say it is necessary to eat every day in French?
Il faut manger tous les jours.
And what about it is necessary to visit China?
Il faut visiter la Chine.
It is necessary to go to the station.
Il faut aller à la gare.
It is necessary to work.
Il faut travailler.
It is necessary to watch the football.
Il faut regarder le foot.
It is necessary to leave tomorrow.
Il faut partir demain.
It is necessary to buy a ticket.
Il faut acheter un billet.
It is necessary to play tennis.
Il faut jouer au tennis.
And as a question, is it necessary to live in London?
Est-ce qu'il faut habiter à Londres?
Is it necessary to arrive tomorrow morning?
Est-ce qu'il faut arriver demain matin?
And is it necessary to leave this evening?
Est-ce qu'il faut partir ce soir?